bless you all in the wonderful name of our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and because of what he done, we're here now, and what God done by him, and God done the work, and he was humble, and he was meek to God. That was how God could get his work done. He reconciled man and women back to God through his life, through his ministry, through his humble heart and obedience to the Heavenly Father. And he laid down his life, as we know, like it's every day that we can remember this and what he'd done, and specifically now, this time of the year. Many people, you know, will remember and or be reminded. But we live this stuff. You know, we know what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done. He was a wonderful, perfect Savior, and he's our example to follow. He laid down his life. He gave it up. He could have not give it up, but he laid it down. He was in total submission to God. So we see from his life and his example about humbleness, humility, and God sent him to reconcile men and women back to him. And because, you know, he laid down his life, you know, God was able to raise him from the dead. And now he's seated at the right-hand side of God. And those that believe on him now are filled with the Spirit of God. And I'm just so thankful for what he's done. And now I am as he is in this world. And so we have to reckon ourselves dead to this life and alive unto God through Jesus Christ and what he accomplished. So we give thanks to God for Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Lord. And today I broke habit and I actually went out. So Danny, he wanted to go, and he's been using our car and he's been looking for a work van. So he rung me up yesterday and he said, "Dad, do you want to come and look at this van with me?" And I'm like, "Nah, I don't want to go." I'm thinking, why don't Amber go with him? So the plan was, they wanted Amber to come up, because she does some housework for us, so she was going to come up, I was going to go with him. I'm thinking, why do they want me to go? And then it just dawned on me, oh, he needs someone to drive my car back if he buys this van. So I said, yeah, I'll come. And I was up early, and I had no preconceived ideas what was going to happen, and I just give my day to God. Every day I thank him for his foreordained works. My heart and my mind has been outreach orientated, as well as build up the people that we minister to, people that listen to us, people that come to the website. We also keep in mind, and we want to really encourage people to, you know, walk in their God-given sonship, you know, who they are in Christ, and to really manifest the power of God. So Danny picked me up at 10 o'clock, I think it was. And in the morning, I actually was speaking with Sanger. He was really blessed, and he was sharing. He got a phone call out of the blue from another believer in another part of India that he never heard from. And this guy calls him out of the blue and started to share how through the lockdown, you know, God had been working in him, and many people have come from darkness to light, got born again, received the Spirit of God, and now many signs, miracles and wonders. So he was sharing this with Sanger, and Sanger was listening. And then I think there were some of the people on the video call with him. And so Sanger was really, really encouraged at the great outreach and work that's happening and continues to happen on a daily basis in India. And it just reminds me of the Book of Acts. You know, like, really, if you want to see what the Book of Acts is like in real life, go to India, go to Nepal, because you'll see it. And these guys are just so humble, and they walk by the Spirit of God. Again, a lot of these people don't have Bibles. They can't read. They're illiterate. They can't read. But they can hear, and they can believe, and they can respond to those words being spoken to them. And God is really energizing them. We're blessed that we do have the Scriptures, and we do know what the promises of God says. We do know what the church epistles say to us. But we can still move from God. And we've got to remember when it says about, you know, the word of God is quick and powerful, that word of also can mean the words from God, as well as the word is written, the Scriptures, the graphe. And so, anyway, Danny, we drove, is about a 45-minute drive to where this van was. And so we looked at the van, and then the young lad that was selling this van, he was like on a, he had a unit on a big site, And you could see that he was doing this for a living. So he would get fans, do them up, make them look beautiful and prepare them to be sold on. So Danny jumped in the driver's seat, and then the young kid said, oh, do you want to come? I said, yeah, I'll come. I said, but you can sit next to Danny because there's two seats in front of the van and then the driver's seat. So we got in there and we're driving, and I just got so energized. So energized. Like it was, no, I had no feelings before that. I was just kind of like, yeah, this is a nice drive, nice to be out. But I just got energized to speak to this young man. And I started to talk about Jesus Christ, what, you know, that God sent him. And that, you know, he's the only way to the Father. Like, you know, that Jesus Christ and I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I shared about what Jesus Christ done. And this guy is from Albania. And he kept saying to me, what you're saying is so important. I need to hear this. And he hasn't heard anything. He was telling me that a majority of the Albanians are Roman Catholic. So I was just really energized. And this kid was touched. And, you know, so talking about Jesus Christ, what he'd done. You know, we preach Christ, you know, him crucified, risen and ascended and coming back. And that's what I actually did. And this kid was just like, see his eyes filled up. Danny was so blessed as well. I gave him the website. I said, listen, if you really want to know, I said, there's the website. If you want to know, go and have a look. If you want to get in contact, we don't chase people. If you want to know from your heart, then we're available. So I just made ourselves available, you know, and that's what we do. And he said, oh, that's great. And he was just so touched. So we spent most of the time talking about God, right, rather than buying this van. Then I let them to do their business. So he got a good price on the van, Danny. He was blessed. But really, our ministry is the word of ministry of reconciliation. Our job now as born-again believers is to reconcile men and women back to God. So now we got the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. And Jesus said, the works I do are not my works, but the Father's. The words that I speak come from the Father. I speak what he gives me to speak. And so he didn't carry anything around with him to verify what he said, but he spoke by the Spirit of God very powerfully. He was led by the Spirit of God. Like I said, I didn't feel anything about sharing. I didn't have no plans to share or looking for to share. But my desire is always before God, Father, I'll do exactly what you want me to do. I know it's important that there's many people that are perishing. If they haven't heard this gospel of Christ, they're perishing. It's the gospel of God concerning Jesus Christ. So this gospel of God is the power of God unto salvation, unto wholeness, unto deliverance. And we just need to have a ready heart and mind and a desire to see all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And the reason why that's our desire is because it's God's desire. He wants all men to be saved. He wants all men to come to a knowledge of the truth about what God has made available through what Jesus Christ done and what he sacrificed in his life and his living. And that now we can be reconciled back to God, that we got that word and ministry of reconciliation. And God was doing the work by Jesus Christ. We'll look at that scripture in a minute, but first we're going to go to Luke chapter 4, 16. And it says, Luke chapter 4, 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom or manner was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him, Jesus Christ, the book or the scroll of the prophets Isaiah. And when he had opened it, the book, he found the place where it was written. So that was the daily reading. It's not like he decided he was going to read that. That was the daily reading given to him. And then he read, the Spirit of the Lord, Jehovah, the Spirit of Jehovah is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. See, Jesus couldn't do this in his own strength, effort, or ability. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law come by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And it was God's grace, it was God's truth. And that's what he was to declare. To preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to preach to the brokenhearted. people are brokenhearted. They've got the wrong words. They've got the wrong image in mind. They've got the wrong mind pictures. They've got no vision or direction. But from God comes the vision. From God comes the direction. From God comes the words of life. These words from God are words of life, words of healing, words of deliverance, words of direction, words that edify and build up. I was sharing with this young man that God loves him so much, that God is not judging him, but God loves him and he's made a way for him. And if he believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will be born again and he can speak in tongues, he can manifest the power of God. I told him about speaking in tongues and encouraged him along those lines. And he believed. I asked him, do you believe? He said, yes. I said, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? He said, yes. I said, so you're saved. You've got the Spirit of God in you. And you can manifest the power of God. And you can walk with him. See, the world is in a dark place. But we're not. We're the lights of this world. And we're the ones to bring this wonderful message. This wonderful message of deliverance. This wonderful message in words that reconcile people not to our fellowship, not to us, but they reconcile them back to God. And if they desire, they can pursue that and receive the knowledge of the truth that God gives us to give to them in lifetime. We can show them what the scriptures say. But it's those heavenly words that will reconcile men and women back to God, because it's catered for that individual. And God really wants to use this word, and he's at work in us continuously, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's continually working with you. He's with you. And it says that we're fellow workers together with God. It's where we orientate our mind. It's where we put our focus. Now, when we come together as believers, we can have this wonderful time. We can, you know, go to the scriptures. We can share what, you know, as God is leading us, we do it like that way. We do everything led by God. Jesus Christ done everything led by God. He was obedient to do his will. Nothing come from himself. Sometimes we can allow things to come from ourselves. And when that happens, it doesn't produce any fruit, deliverance. Now, we got Holy Spirit. We're very powerful people. And we got to recognize that we got this ability, the dunamis. It's God's ability in us. And as we move with God, as we're led by that Spirit of God, he will give us the works to do. See, it's not us deciding what we're going to do. It's as God puts something in our heart, as he opens the doors, that's where the fruit's going to come. It's God open doors. It's being obedient to the voice of God. It's being obedient to speak those things that God is working in that spirit that he's placed in you, so that you can manifest his power. You can bring healing and deliverance. I ministered to someone today. Had things going on in the heart and mind. And it's just speaking those words that God gives at that God-given time that brings deliverance in the heart and the mind. And the enemy has broken so many hearts out there, even wonderful Christians, through wrong doctrine, wrong teaching. They get confused. God is not the God of confusion, but the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. When we speak the gospel of Christ, it brings peace, it brings light, it brings deliverance. And for a believer, the mindset really should be outreach, really should be, okay, God, you know, you've given me this wonderful life. You've given me Holy Spirit. You've set me free. And I want to respond to you. I want to do your will because you've saved me. When someone does you a favor, you want to repay them. You want to show your thankfulness. You want to show your gratitude. Well, grace is God's favor to us. God has done us a great favor. Not only has he given us eternal life, not only has he filled us with the Holy Spirit and given us these wonderful words, but he's given us the same ministry of reconciling men and women back to God. We are in Christ's stead. And we're to be walking by that Spirit. We should be desiring labors. We should be desiring great works. We should be desiring to make our homes available for God's word, that people can come. If you've made it available, then God will bring. If you want to do the same works that Jesus Christ done greater, then you're going to be following those words of encouragement. What does Jesus say in the scriptures? The fields are white unto harvest, but the labourers, the workers, the focused ones, the ones that desire are few. He said, pray. And that word pray is diomai, which means it's like a personal need. It has to be a personal need for you to desire those labourers. I desire labourers, those that are going to receive these words gladly, like they did on the day of Pentecost. Those that are going to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, what God is working in that time to edify, to build people up, to direct their hearts to God, to get people to turn from idols and to turn to the living and true God where there's deliverance. We can have idols, you know. If you take a look at your life and what's going on, is there any idols in your life? You might have one and don't even know it. It might be someone else. It might even be who you look to for spiritual guidance. You can have an idol there. See, Jesus Christ is Lord. So we make him Lord. So we follow that direction, what God is showing by him. See, everything comes from God. Even the revelation that Paul received through Jesus Christ, it was the revelation of God. God gave it to him. And it was by Jesus Christ he received. Everything comes from God. And so when we start to understand what the scriptures are truly saying about these things, then we get clarity, we get clearness, and we get boldness. You know, it's not being double-minded, but it's knowing what the truth says and then staking yourself upon it and say, okay, God, I will speak your truth. Jesus Christ's ministry, how God, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He was led by God and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, but God was with him. Those people that he came across, he brought deliverance to. He brought healings to. Jesus done what God says. He didn't just see it. It was what God showed him to do. That's the true doctrine. Like God will show and reveal. Like when he went to raise Lazarus up from the dead, he was led by God. He done exactly what God inspired him to do. When the woman in adultery was brought before him, these guys were right what they were saying concerning the law, but Jesus Christ knew they was being deceitful. What did he do? He went to God. He went to God for everything, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're to follow in his steps. We're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, be followers of me because I'm followers of him, the Lord Jesus Christ, right? These things are just so powerful and life-changing, and we just keep it very simple. And we've got to remember that God wants to lead you. He wants to lead you. Like that leaders meeting we've done, previously just done. It come to my heart. It wasn't something I thought, well, we need to do a leaders meeting. We need to get everyone together. We need to get everyone on the same page. It wasn't like that. It come to my heart. I didn't want to do it. I was like, nah, no, I don't want to do this leaders meeting. But then God just kept impressing upon me through, you know, images, like words that he put in my heart, in my spirit. And then I realized, okay, this is what God really wants me to do. So I said, okay, Father, I'll do it. And then I said, what do I do? And God just says, write something out, personalize it, and send it out. And the ones that desire will come. And so, you know, if you desire to really move, then you just need that focus. You need to forsake everything else and follow God and what he's showing you to do. Then he will give you those before ordained works that he's got for you, because he's got those before ordained works. We're all God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. They're not our works, they're his works. So that's why we need to be led by his Spirit. That's why we need to go to him. We need to put our desires to him. We need to make committed decisions before God. When you make a committed decision, I know I've gone on about committed decisions, but it's so important, and you won't move forward without one. So when the desire comes, when it comes to your heart, when God puts a desire, it's a tree of life to you, then commit that way, and God will give you the desires of your heart. It's his desires in there, because you're desiring what he wants. And he'll bless you on every other level. In 2 Corinthians, let's go there, 2 Corinthians. So outreach has been a big thing in my heart, because, you know, I want to see things happen, but I know I can't do it in my own strength, my own effort, my own ability. I know I can't do it from my own personal study. I know I can't do it from my own knowledge or my experience. I know it has to be led by God. I understand that now because God's been leading me. And this last year my life has changed. I'm a changed person. I'm more bolder, I'm more free, I'm more clear thinking, I'm more at peace, and I know my direction. And when you get to that place, it's such freedom. And that's, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear of other people and what they might say. Okay, but He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind to make clear-minded decisions. So when we get clear with God, all confusion will go. It will leave you. Anyone confused about their stand, where they are, you know, God says, look, come to me. You need to come to me, the fountain of living water. And I'll direct you. I put my spirit in you. I can guide you. I can communicate directly to that spirit that's in you. And you can know my perfect will and plan for your life. Look, there's guys on here with gift ministries and you don't even know it. You've got gift ministers are on it now. And God says, are you going to keep following men or are you going to follow me and my lead? God wants you to rise up. You know who you are. It's touching your heart right now. It's touching you right now. So we have to get God focused. What does God want? We can see from the scriptures that it's laborers. And it's people to come from darkness to light. That God wants all men to be saved. Our whole mission, now that we're saved, is to give back to God and to give our life in service to God. So our service is service to God. That service is in preaching the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. As God opened the doors, as God leads. It's very simple. We make it too complicated, way too complicated. You don't need an education or from the world or from seminars. You can get your education directly from God, the wisdom from God. And it just takes a humble heart and a willingness to do what He's showing you. And 2 Corinthians, just go there. Verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sin, guy. We didn't have a chance. God knew that. That's why He sent His Son. That's why He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's why no man will come to the Father but by Him. So it's through preaching of what Jesus Christ done. That's what we make known. We make known God, that Jesus Christ made known God. Jesus Christ laid His life down. Jesus Christ was obedient. He didn't do His own thing. He was the Son of God. He could have done His own thing, couldn't He? No, He was in obedience to the Father. He was in submission. Submission. And when we submit ourselves to God, and when we humble ourselves, then He can lift us up and show us, take our heads above the clouds so we can see the trees. Right? So that we can see the direction that He's got. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that He died for all, that they which live. In other words, we got born again, we're alive unto God. Okay, we got that Spirit of God, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. We're not to live unto ourselves. You've been bought with a price. Your life is not your own. So when we realize that, hey, I got a higher calling. My life is not my own anymore, just to please myself, but to please Him who's called me and has given me this wonderful Spirit of God, this wonderful connection, knowing who I am, and that I can walk and I can bring deliverance by the power of God in me and bring deliverance to other people, just like Jesus Christ done. And it says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, we know we Him no more. These guys that knew Christ in the flesh don't know Him like that. They see Him as the risen Christ now. It's the one seated at the right-hand side of God where we're sat. We are sat at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. we are supposed to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. That example that he's left for us to see, we can walk in. And when we walk by the Spirit of God, being led by God like he was, we will start to rule and reign. Your dominion will become God's dominion. That's how it should be. Not the world's dominion in your dominion. You have authority over it. And when we start to understand how powerful we are and that God's enabled us, and we keep a humble heart before him, knowing that nothing from us will produce fruit, but everything that we do from God will produce the fruit, then we can stand in front of anyone and we can declare what God has made available through Jesus Christ. We can call out the darkness, we can confront it, and we can stamp on it, because we got authority over it. You've been delivered from the authority of darkness. This is just wonderful. You know, what God has done for us is just so wonderful. And, you know, we just need to realize this. You've been given a treasure in your earthly vessel. It's called the Spirit of God. It's not by our wisdom or our knowledge, but it's by the demonstration of the Spirit of God and the power of God. God's calling card is healing, deliverance, signs, miracles and wonders, following them that believe. So this is where we need to orientate our mind. We need to set our mind upon God. We know what Jesus Christ done. Listen, we got direct access because of what Jesus Christ done. He didn't say, pray to me. He said, you pray to my Father. You haven't asked nothing yet, but whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. Can you see? We got direct access to God. So we need to go directly to God. We can go boldly before the throne of grace. And we can request in the courts of heaven. We will be given a yes. If it's what God has put in our heart to pray for. If it's concerning moving his way. Father, you show me what to do. You lead me into my ready-made field. The field that you prepared before the foundations of the world. And those works for me to do, lead me to the field that you've got for me. Where is my field? Direct me to it. Give me the labourers. God wants you to be bold when you go to him. He does. It thrills the heart of God when you ask. And when you ask, you will receive. And so my mind is totally clear. It's not about numbers to begin with, guys. It's not about how many people's on the fellowship. It's about hearts turned to God. Sound doctrine being spoken. And when we do that, then God will send one person. And through that one person, many will come. This is the pattern of God. We see it in the scriptures. Peter on the roof, minding his own business. God just was able to work with him, show him a vision. He was able to guide him to Cornelius' house. See, Paul, you know, when Paul was led somewhere, it was inspired of God. When he wanted to go to Jerusalem, it wasn't inspired of God. He was told not to go. The examples are there all through the book of Acts, all through the church epistles. They didn't have the church epistles. They were living it. They were being led by God. The words that Paul spoke were from God when you read the book of Galatians. It's all there in the scriptures. The scriptures verify what I'm saying to you. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ... And you are, if you've got the Spirit of God. He is a new creature, creation. You're not the old person anymore, you're new. Old things are passed away, it's gone. Behold, God says, pay attention, behold. All things have become new. A lot of people get born again, but they behold the old and don't see the new. Because of doctrine, again. Or because someone just hasn't told them. Just hasn't encouraged them that they can go to the living God and they can move powerfully. And all things are of God who have reconciled us. Who done it? Who reconciled us to God? God have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. God done the reconciling. It was God working in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and have given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. There's your ministry right there. The ministry of reconciling people back to God. How do you do that? How did Jesus do it? That's how you do it. To be led by God. To wit, or to know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God was doing the reconciling. but by Christ. Now God is doing the reconciling by you. Are you reconciling? Not counting their trespasses or their sins unto them. God doesn't look at that. And have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That word is not just the scriptures, it's the words he gives you. Like he gave to Jesus Christ, like he gave to Paul, like he gave to Peter, like he gave to Philip, like he gave to Timothy and Silas. God is working in you. Now then, now, today, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. He's saying, look, God beseeched you by us, the ministers. These gift ministers that are talking to you, God has beseeched you by us. Someone has to go. Someone has to be sent. Someone has to be willing. That God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. God says, they're saying, be reconciled to God, because you are. But now in your heart and your mind, be reconciled to God. And then be ready to be that doulos. Be ready to be that, you know, bond servant, even though we're sons, but that type of heart. Be, here I am, Lord, send me. Ananias, go and minister to Saul. But Lord, go and minister to him. What did he do? He obeyed. And that's all we got to do. From the heart. And it's easy. It's joyous. For he, God, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are the righteousness. You are as righteous as God. You are righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed. You have the word and ministry of reconciling people back to God. Now, when we orientate our hearts to God and desire that labor, like Jesus gave the example, all those people, many people, but no leaders. Laborers are leaders. What do you want to do? See, what I'm sharing is challenging to a lot of people, because everyone's quite happy to go to fellowship and just get blessed. But it's not just about that. That's, God wants us to have that. But our real driving force and passion should be to see people come from darkness to light, to reach out with the hand of God, and to speak those heavenly words to reconcile men and women back to God. To give them that chance, because we got given that chance. And today was such a blessing for me to be able to use that word of ministry of reconciliation and to see the look and relief on that young man. And he was very humble. But God, it just come upon me. I got to speak to this guy. And then so I just began. And he received every word. We was there for a long time. We was even late picking him up. But see, like, God first. So that's what my heart is like, guys. No, really build your vision. Really see the people come to you. Really desire God for that one person. That through that one person, the millions will come. Because there's, 72 billion in the world right now. And God wants all of them to be saved. Okay, so like we got, Father, there's got to be that laborer near me. You bring them across my path, I'll speak your word boldly. So let's make up our minds to really declare God's truth, to desire those laborers, to desire out. It takes a commitment. It takes a commitment to do what God says. It takes a humbleness to forsake our own ways and follow the way and that example. So that's what I wanted to share, and I'll hand it back to Jason now. So bless your heart.